The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, here is another case that will end up before the Supreme Court. As a result of a decision made by the Supreme Court, a federal judge struck down a... Well, let me back up. A U.S. judge has blocked an Indiana law prohibiting abortions after the second trimester. In fact, just to make sure I get it correct, because this is breaking news that just popped up. A federal judge has blocked an Indiana law that would ban a second trimester abortion procedure on Friday, just days before the law was set to come into force. The order putting the Indiana law on hold was released hours after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to revive a similar law in Alabama that sought to ban dilation and evacuation abortions. Okay, so this law, signed into law by the governor of Indiana, made it illegal to do second abortions after the second trimester. The American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, and others got together, filed a federal lawsuit, and a federal judge today blocked that law from going into effect. This law, as well as numerous other ones, are going to end up back at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court also today, as I read to you earlier, much to the chagrin of Clarence Thomas, refused to allow Alabama to reinstate a similar law in Alabama. The Supreme Court refused to hear the case. So all of this means the Supreme Court is going to have to deal with the abortion issue and sometime soon. They can't just keep bumping these back to lower courts and refusing to take a stand. They're going to have to. And the heartbeat bills in particular are going to have to be dealt with by the Supreme Court. And hopefully the Constitution will prevail. I hesitate to read this story, and I won't read most of it. It is a 9-page story about the mother of a 12-year-old drag queen and her shock. It's just, and again, this is disgusting, and I'm going to deal with it as quickly as I possibly can. Some of you will remember Desmond is Amazing. This is a young man, 12 years old, who is a 12-year-old drag queen. He was on Good Morning America, where he was adored, idolized, and him dressing up, 12-year-old boy dressing up as a girl in sexually provocative clothing, the folks at Good Morning America thought it was absolutely wonderful. They thought it was great that this 12-year-old boy was expressing himself. Well, then we learned that he appeared this past December, when he was just 11, at a gay bar called the $3 Bill. It's a New York gay bar. Technically, it is called, quote, a queer multifunctional performance space. It's a gay bar. So when this kid, when he appeared on Good Morning America, I believe he was 12, when he appeared at the $3 Bill, he was only 11, and he was performing in front of primarily homosexual men. And they were throwing dollar bills at him, as is the custom with a stripper or whatever. Okay. Now, and I want to deal with this delicately, and I want to deal with it quickly because I want to move on. But it's important that we understand just how corrupt this part of our society is. If these men are homosexuals and they are being entertained by a young boy in a sexually provocative outfit and they're throwing money at him, do we need to even speculate on their motives and what these men are thinking? Now, the gist of this story, and again, it's a 9-page story, is the outrage that this young boy's mother has right now. She is, by the way, managing his quote-unquote career. He's a little boy who's a drag queen. She is managing his career and encouraging him. Well, there is a website out of Great Britain that is run by an avowed pedophile. He advertises that he's a pedophile, but they can't catch him doing anything, so he's never been arrested. He's never been put in jail. But he admits he's a pedophile. But the fact that they have not caught him doing anything, they've nothing they can do. I'm a pedophile. And he's got a website. Well, on his website recently, he went on this how can I describe it? Not tirade. He wrote extensively how he was sexually attracted to this little boy drag queen. And again, I'm not going to read any of it. That wouldn't accomplish anything, and I just won't. I won't read what he wrote. But here's my point. And the point of the article is the mother is outraged. The mother is outraged that a homosexual male pedophile has admitted publicly that he is sexually attracted to her son, who dances in sexually provocative clothing in front of homosexual men. And she is outraged, shocked that this is happening. And I'm just going, are you kidding me? What kind of idiots are this little boy's parents? They're putting him out in front. They're encouraging him to be a drag queen. They're encouraging him to dress provocatively and dancing in sexually suggestive ways in front of homosexual men. And then she is shocked, outraged, disgusted, appalled that pedophiles are sexually attracted to her son. I said it when this story broke, when he was on Good Morning America. I believe with all my heart, the parents of this little boy should be charged with child abuse. This is child abuse. And the American media, particularly Good Morning America and other outlets, think it's wonderful. And of course, we have news outlets right here in Central Ohio that think drag queen story hours in our local libraries are wonderful. That is just as perverse. It's child abuse. All right, that is a disgusting story, and I apologize for even bringing it to your attention. But again, this is what's happening in our communities, and that's why when there's a drag queen story hour in a library near you, you've got to speak up. You've got to speak up. You've got to. Otherwise, we're going to have more and more situations like this, which is just inexcusable. It's inexcusable. We can't allow this to happen to our children.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I love to report encouraging things, and I do as often as I can. However, this is not terribly encouraging, although you can make statistics say anything you want them to say. So you can take this for whatever you feel it's worth. NBC and the Wall Street Journal, you don't see those partnering together very often. But NBC News and the Wall Street Journal have recently partnered together to do a survey on religious service attendance trend by key groups. And it's broken down into all kinds of demographic, ethnic groups, and so forth. And it compares the year 2000, 2012, and 2019 on religious service attendance. Now, this is across the board. This isn't just Christians. This would be people of any religion in America. And again, different demographic age groups and so on and so forth. Total, across the board, U.S. population. In the year 2000, 41% of Americans attended some kind of religious service every single week. 41%. 14% said never. That was the year 2000. 41% attended weekly. 14% said never. In 2012, 12 years later, the weekly had dropped from 41% to 35%. The never had increased from 14% to 20%. Fast forward to 2019. Weekly attendance has dropped now to 29% weekly attendance. Remember 2000, it was 41%. 2012, 35%. In 2019, it has dropped to 29%. And the never, people who say, I never, ever go to any kind of religious service, is now 26%. The nevers, 2000, were 14%. 2012 was 20%. And now in 2019, it is 26%. When broken down, male and female, as expected, more women attend religious services than men, which is exactly the way the devil wants it. Yes, I believe in the devil. Yes, I believe he is a real being. And yes, I believe he hates the family. I believe he hates the home. And if he can get men to turn their back on God, he has won a great, great victory. And that's why the devil goes out after, he goes after women too, but he goes primarily after men. And if I, every man that I am speaking to, be the spiritual leader in your house, men. If you want to be a real man, you be the spiritual leader. You lead your home spiritually if you want to be a real man. Okay, now that I've got that off my chest, when broken down in men and women, in the year 2000, 34% of men said that they attended weekly. 15% said never. In 2012, that had dropped to 27% weekly, 26% never, and in 2019, now only 24% of men say that they attend weekly, and 32% say never. So I would imagine for the first time in American history, for the first time in American history, more men never go to any kind of religious service than those who attend weekly. Women, in 2000, 47% went weekly. Only 12% said never. 2012, the 47% had dropped to 42%, and the never had increased to 15%. In 2019, a full 33% attend weekly, but 21% say never. And then what's interesting, out of this, the most interesting thing to me is when you get to education. High school or less, some college, college graduate, and postgraduate, there's almost no difference. There is really no difference between in educational levels. We hear this all the time, all the time, all the time. The more education people have, the less religious they are. There's very little difference educationally. When it comes to races, again, this is 2019 because I'm going to run out of time. In 2019, 28% of white people attend weekly, 27% never. Same amount, 1% percentage points difference. 28% weekly, 27% never. African Americans, 38% attend weekly. Now get that. A full 10% more African Americans attend church weekly than white people. A full 10% more. That's a very important indicator of how important the black church is. The black church is incredibly important. African Americans who never attend any kind of religious service, only 13%, as compared to 27% of whites. When it's divided up politically, and again, because of time, in 2019, Democrats, only 23% attend church weekly. 23%, 30% never. Republicans, 36% attend weekly, only 21% never. I say this all the time. The Democrats are becoming the godless party, and this poll bears that out. Far, far, far fewer Democrats ever attend any kind of religious service than Republicans. Republicans don't have anything to brag about, that's for sure. Hey, speaking of church, be in a good Bible-believing church this weekend. If you don't have one, find one. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.